Our Father in heaven, hallowed be thy name. May thy kingdom come. May thy will be done here, now. Taking a long, slow, deep breath in through your nose. Then let it out slowly. Take another long, slow, deep breath in. Let it out slowly. As you continue to slow down your breathing, just imagine God breathing his very breath of life into your nostrils, as he did to the very first human. Imagine God's very presence, his invisible, personal, life-giving presence filling your lungs. Imagine that feeling going from your lungs and traveling to every part of your body, every aspect of your being. Imagine him enlivening your mind. And just allow God's Spirit to fix your attention on Jesus. In your own words, invite Jesus into this space, into this time, to be Lord, to be your advocate. And then ask God's Spirit to speak, to lead us into all truth, to convict us where there is sin, to comfort where we need comfort, to heal where we need healing, to transform the parts of ourselves that are not yet in line with the character of Jesus. Spirit of God, we ask that you would speak to us through your word, that you would reveal and expose and comfort and heal. Do what it is that only you can do, we ask, in the name of Jesus. The Apostle Peter, writing to a group of Jesus followers, says, Therefore, in light of the salvation that Jesus has brought about and the inheritance that God is keeping safe for us, therefore, preparing your minds for action and being sober-minded, set your hope fully on the grace that will be brought to you at the revelation of Jesus, our Messiah. Set your hope fully on the grace that will be brought to us at the revelation of Jesus, our King. Lord, as we meditate on your word, on your truth, would you help us to be a people who set our hope fully on all that you are bringing when you return? In light of this desire of God for his people, the Spirit inspired John in the book of Revelation, chapter 21, to write this. Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth. For the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and the sea was no more. And I saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, Behold, the dwelling place of God is with humanity. He will dwell with them, and they will be his people. And God himself will be with them as their God. He will wipe away every tear from their eyes, and death shall be no more. Neither shall there be mourning, nor crying, nor pain anymore. For those former things have passed away. And he who was seated on the throne said, Behold, I am making all things new. Take a moment and ask God how he might use this scripture to stir your hope, to paint a picture in your mind of the hope, to help you set your hope fully. Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and the sea was no more. Just allow that idea of new, of brand new, of fresh, to stir your heart toward the grace that Jesus is bringing. Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth. For the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and the sea was no more. And in this phrase, the sea was no more, it encompasses all of the things that are anti-God's good, beautiful, life-giving creation. That all of the chaos and the violence and the hurt, all of the evil was no more. Nothing to taint God's beautiful new creation. And I saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. Imagine the moment. The city of God, brand new, coming out of heaven, prepared as a bride when the doors have just opened. Everyone turns and looks and sees the bride adorned walking down the aisle toward her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, "Behold, look. The dwelling place of God is with humanity. He will dwell with them, and they will be his people, and God himself will be with them as their God." Just allow the Spirit of God to stir his withness, the idea of that perfect, completed withness. Allow him to use that image, that idea, to set your hope fully on the grace that Jesus is bringing at his return. God himself will be with them, with us, as our God. And he will wipe away every tear from their eyes. And death shall be no more. Neither shall there be mourning, nor crying, nor pain anymore. For those former things have passed away. Those former things have passed away. In your presence, there is fullness of joy. At your right hand are pleasures forevermore. Imagine that fullness of joy untainted by death, pain, sadness. And he who is seated on the throne said, "Behold, look, I am making all things new." Lord, would you stir within our hearts this vision that you have given, this revealing of what is to come, that you are making all things new, and one day it will be completed, made perfect, the full consummation of the work that you finished on the cross. God, that we would long to be with you as your people, and you with us as our God, fully united, face to face. God, would you stir our hearts to long for, to hope in that fullness of joy, that fullness of presence, that fullness of life. Help us to be a people who set our hope fully on the grace that will be brought to us at the revelation of Jesus, our anointed King. It is in your name, Jesus, that we ask these things. Amen.